We are joined by a jungle legend, a 10-time winner, a winner of the 1995 PGA Championship, a 2-time winner of the Players' Championship, the creator of Secret Golf, the brain behind a brand new app as well. Steve Elkington joins us. Elk, mate, what's going on? How are you?
G'day, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm great. The U.S. Open starts on Thursday at Pebble. Where are you right now, Elk, as we speak?
Mate, I am in Stillwater Cove, just to the right of the fourth hole at Pebble Beach. I was just walking down following Jason Duffner, Patton Kazai, and Ricky Fowler for the first three holes, duck in here and do this interview. And I was walking down number three, mate, right out of the gate, big crowd following Ricky and these guys. And this guy in front of me goes, doesn't know I'm there. He says, oh, I just read on the internet that Elk's going to be on Rome. And then he goes, how many times do you think he's going to say heavy muff in the interview? I mean, I almost fell over just walking behind this guy. It was fantastic.
That's incredible. That's one, by the way. Steve Elkington joining us. All right, Elk, that is so good. You've said the word is the course is going to be a mother bleeper, but in a good way. Lay it out for me. What do you mean by that? What is a mother bleeper of a course in a good way?
Well, I think, you know, the USGA is, you know, they've had issues with their courses. And finally, mate, we've come back to this legendary place where, you know, in 72, we had Jack win, 82, we had Watson, 2000, we had Tiger win, mate. It's just it's the cradle of American golf, mate. And when we say tough, the greens at Pebble Beach are the smallest set of greens on the whole PGA Tour. And when they get firm, they become even smaller. They're only 4,000 square feet is the average size, and they're tilted from back to front. So when you start to think about hitting balls into these greens when the greens are firm, then, of course, the target size shrinks down a lot. Then they've added, you know, 5.5-inch rough, which, and I was telling my son Sam today, I should have played well in the U.S. Open, but I didn't. And the reason I didn't was I had a terrible attitude about it. I was always pissed off when I came to the U.S. Open because they used to grow 5-inch rough right off the edge of the fairway, and then guys like Hefty and those guys sprayed it everywhere. They didn't have any rough out there 40 yards out into the, you know, way out. Now they do what they call this graduated rough. So if you miss just a yard, it's 2 inches. Then if you miss 5 yards, it's 3 inches. And if you miss 10 yards, it's 5 inches. So, mate, you can't move it 130 yards out of this muff. It's unreal. It's great. I'm just walking in. Fantastic.
Steve Elkington joining us. All right, mate. So if you were to design a golfer around this course and the way it shapes up at this very moment, what kind of a golfer are you looking for? Is it somebody who can bomb it off the tee, or is it somebody who can control it into the greens and then putt like crazy?
Yeah, so this is a different event. The first two events of the majors this year, we've all saw Tiger win the Masters. I predicted it on this show. That's cool. It wasn't any.
You did.
It wasn't any joke that Brooks won at Bethpage because there was a 350-yard runway for him to hit it on. Here, length, mate, is nullified because these guys, the big hitters like DJ, Rory, Tiger, they're only going to hit three drivers a day. And to get back to your point, it's going to bring in another host of characters. And the other thing I wanted to say was, watching Bethpage, there's not many interesting shot values at Bethpage. In other words, when we watch the Masters, for example, we always enjoy it when they come to number 12. We just love to see that hole, 13, 15. Here's the same way. 7, little par 3, 8 across the gorge. I mean, there's so many other interesting things to watch. But this week, mate, it's all about who's not going to snap. I think the whole thing about Pebble Beach is you're going to get yourself in some bad positions, and there's going to be some runaway shots that are just going to run across the green into more muff. But it's patience, mate. It's hard for me to express to you how quickly you can get your score run up here when you've got this much muff.
That's 4 for you, Elk, but who's counting? Steve Elkington is joining us right now. All right, so go back to the cat for a minute. The big cat won the Masters. You did call it on this show. He missed the cut at the PGA Championship. He finished 9th at the Memorial. How do you think the course sets up for him, and how does his game look to you right now?
Well, I'm not going to make a prediction today, but Tiger will play this course well because the driver stays in the bag, right? So he's going to hit more fairways just because there's bottlenecks, there's doglegs. You run out of runway at Pebble Beach. So, and it's always one on the greens at Pebble Beach. There's Poana, and for people that don't understand what Poana is, it's called Poana. It's a seaside bend. What they do, Jim, is they take about 10 different grasses, like a handful of 10 different seeds, and they put it down on the green. So at different times of the year, some of the grasses perform better than others. And it's a nice surface, but it becomes a little uneven as the day goes on. And I've putted like crap here, mate. I have just done terrible at Pebble because I couldn't putt the Poana. And when I think of guys like Tiger, Phil, Marco Mira won five of these things out here, these AT&Ts, they hit the ball with a little bit more pace with their putter. Like Tiger slams them in. I'm like, how could he do that? So Cat's going to putt well here because he knows the course. Hefty, I don't know what Hefty's going to do. Mate, every time I see Hefty, I feel like he's selling me something, mate. I feel like he's got a long shirt on one day, a short shirt. He's got two drivers, mate. I feel like I'm an infomercial every time I see the guy.
It's so good. Exactly. So where is he right now, Elk? We're talking to Steve Elkington. He finished top 20 at the Masters. He missed the cut at Quail Hollow. He finished 71st at the PGA. He missed the cut at the Memorial. I mean, exactly where is that walking infomercial as a golfer right now?
Well, I heard he had two drivers, one to hit bombs and one to hit fairways. Well, he's only got to hit it three times a day, so he doesn't need to. But, I've talked to you about this. You know, we poke fun at Hefty. He wins here when the AT&T. He's not going to win. He's not going to close out the slam this week. He's just not. It's just not going to happen, mate. He can putt, though. The guy can put the speed on those putts, and he's just, I just don't see him being that patient right now. He's all interested in hitting these big drives everywhere. Every time I see him, he's hitting, you know, he's on Instagram telling me how far he's hitting it. Mate, he hits it 50 yards behind half the guys out here. Give me a break, Paul.
All right, so what kind of a winning score do you expect to see on Sunday?
Jason Dufter told me if the wind blows a little bit, he thinks it's even par every day is a great score. So I'm saying that 5 under. If we get a little bit of breeze, the greens dry out just a little bit, and the muff's going to grow another inch over the next 4 days. To give you an example, I know a lot of people have played or seen Pebble Beach. The 8th hole at Pebble is probably the greatest par 4 in history of American golf. You hit up onto a top, and then you hit all the way across the ocean down to this little green. It's probably the hardest hole you ever seen. If you miss the fairway there in the muff at 8, you're not going over the gorse. You got to chip 5 feet sideways back into the fairway. So it's that kind of week, and it's going to be awesome.
That's 6 for you, Elk. Now you've got a slick new app that I know the clones are going to love. It is the SG Tour Golf Gaming app. What exactly is this, Elk, and when can the clones get it?
Mate, it's up now. SG Tour Golf Gaming in the App Store. Mate, when you think about designing a product, Jim, now that skill-based gaming is legal, golfers, when we go to the course, we stand on the first tee and we say, okay, what's the game and how much you want to play for and what are we going to play, what game it is. So most golfers don't want to be in a betting game with 10,000 other people on the internet. This game is a private game. So what you do, you pick the game you want to play that's in the app. You pick how much you want to do, and then you invite your friends. It's a private game. Mate, Hawkey built a game and invited me, so it can't be real hard to operate.
Wait, Elk, my Hawk? My Hawkey?
Yeah, mate, we're in a $10 winner-take-all, I think, me and Hawk.
You and Hawk.
Yeah, we got more coming.
You and Hawk are peer-to-peer. This is a peer-to-peer app now, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right, let me ask you this. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Elk.
Oh, well, I was going to say, and we have a lot of other, it's a true, you know, I'm throwing a big term at you, true two-screen experience where we do all the strategy of Pebble Beach is in there. There's putt predictor where you can use your finger and move the ball on the greens. We set the pin each day on each one of these 3D greens and you can predict and look at what the putts are going to do. It's awesome, mate. It's fantastic. It's like my best work.
Steve Elkington joining us. All right, so this app is not only about gaming. It's got that feature called the putt predictor. Also, like, Elk, is it only about picking a winner? What if, like, I want to say, hey, man, these guys are not going to make the cut. I know they're not. Can I do that?
Yes, we have all different games. The game I think you're referring to is we have a term. Everything we did on the golf on this app, Jim, is all built for golfers, by golfers. we have a game called Trunk Slammer. You're going to predict four guys to miss the cut. You can pick whoever you want. We're not having that game available this week, but the game that we are playing this week is called a four ball. Everybody knows what a four ball is. We take the field, we split it into four categories done by world rankings, A, B, C, and a D. You pick one from each category, and let's say your A has a par on one, your B has a par on one, your C has a par on one, and your D has a birdie, you're one under as a team. It's an aggregate team event. And you're playing against the people that you invited to your own game. And you split the cash. It's great.
All right, now, Elk, it sounds awesome. You know not all the clones are geniuses. Is this complicated or is it easy to use?
Mate, I just have to rest my case with Hawkey. Hawkey's in.
That's true.
If I can get Hawk into the deal, mate, he pretty much represents the averageness of the clone, doesn't he?
Or way below average. The way below averageness of the clones. All right, Elk, so once again, if the clones are not really savvy to this sort of thing, but you've piqued their interest and they want to get the app, how do they go about getting the app?
Go to the App Store. It's search under SG Tour Golf Gaming.
SG Tour Golf Gaming. You want to look for that? Go to the App Store. That is not hard to find. Elk is there. He is a jungle legend. He is a 10-time winner. He is the winner of the 95 PGA Championship. He is the creator of Secret Golf. He is the brain behind that brand new app. Elk, you are locked in. Great job, mate. Appreciate you. Have fun this week, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, mate. All the best.
Good job, mate. Well done. Go to Twitter. Read your mentions.